Winnie and Wilbur.
Happy Birthday, Winnie. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul.
Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound.
When Winnie the Witch turned over the page on her calendar, she saw a big red circle around Friday the 13th.
That's my birthday,
she said.
I'll have a party this year, Wilbur.
Brrr, said Wilbur. He loved parties.
What kind of party?
Winnie wondered.
I know. A garden party.
On Monday, Winnie wrote out the invitations
and sent them by Win-E-Mail.
She invited Auntie Alice, Uncle Owen, her three sisters Wanda, Wilma and Wendy, all of her friends, and cousin Cuthbert. On Tuesday, she made herself a party dress and a matching bow for Wilbur, said Wilbur. I look lovely, he thought. On Wednesday, Winnie made lots and lots of food. Wilbur helped. Thursday was the day to get the garden ready. Winnie went outside. It looked rather scruffy. Then Winnie had a very good idea. She took out her wand, waved it, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And the garden was ready for the party.
That was easy,
Winnie said.
Now, what else? Oh, yes, I need a surprise. A good party always has a surprise. I'll have to think about that.
Friday the 13th was a lovely sunny day, which was lucky. At 2 o'clock, Winnie's guests arrived.
Happy birthday, Winnie!
They shouted, and they piled up the presents on the lawn. Wanda, Wilma and Wendy gave Winnie a magic carpet. She'd always wanted one of those. Uncle Owen gave her a bat in a cage. She'd never wanted one of those. Auntie Alice gave her a book of special spells. And there was a magic trumpet from Cousin Cuthbert.
Let's play some games,
Winnie said. First, they played musical broomsticks. That was fun. But there was a lot of pushing. Uncle Owen pushed Auntie Alice into a prickle bush.
Ouch!
Cousin Cuthbert bounced off a broomstick and landed in the fountain, so they let him win.
Now we'll have a treasure hunt,
said Winnie. Uncle Owen looked in the maze and got lost. Wilma looked in the bat's cage and the bat flew away. Wendy looked in the bouncy castle.
Bang!
Wanda found the treasure, but she had some help.
The next game is hide and seek,
Winnie shouted. But there was so much noise, nobody heard her. So Winnie picked up her new magic trumpet. Toot, 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 Winnie tootled. And everybody disappeared. Winnie was surprised. Then she was cross. Where had they gone? Winnie looked in the maze. Nobody. She looked in the bat's cage. Nothing. She looked in the bouncy castle. Nobody.
Blithering broomsticks,
Winnie said.
Who will eat all my lovely food?
Then Winnie saw a label on the trumpet.
Important! To make people disappear, toot three times. To make them come back, stand on your head and toot three times.
So Winnie stood on her head. Toot, 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 she tootled. And everybody came back feeling hungry. They ate up all the food.
And now it's time for the surprise,
said Winnie. She opened her new book of special spells.
Shut your eyes and think about your favourite cake,
she said. Everybody shut their eyes. Auntie Alice thought about chocolate cake. Uncle Owen thought about fruit cake. Cousin Cuthbert thought about rainbow cake. Wilbur thought about cheesecake. He loved cheesecake. Then Winnie the Witch shut her eyes, turned around three times, stamped her foot, waved her wand, and shouted,
Abracadabra!
And there was the biggest birthday cake in the whole world, with candles on the top. There was a layer of chocolate cake, a layer of fruit cake, a layer of rainbow cake, a layer of cheesecake. There was strawberry shortcake, ginger sponge cake, orange cake, black forest cake.
How will you blow out the candles?
Asked Cousin Cuthbert.
That's easy,
Winnie said. And she rode on her magic carpet to the top of the cake. Puff! Puff! Puff!
Ha, ha, ha!
Laughed Winnie.
This party's such fun, Wilbur. I'm a very lucky witch.
Wilbur didn't say anything. His mouth was full of cheesecake. What a lucky black